welcome to Big Blend Radio's Food, Wine, and Travel Show, where we go across country and travel the world with members of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. Let's go. Hey, everybody. We're excited because we get to go to the happiest city in, is it the happiest city in America? It is. And about every spring, we get to chat with Ben Berthelot. He is the executive director of the president and CEO, of the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission in Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, we love Louisiana, and Lafayette is in the southern part of the state, and it is a beautiful region. And from what I know, you know, with it being in Cajun and Creole country, they like to party out there, and spring, that's what it's about, right, Ben? Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. It seemed like we just recorded a episode. Time flies, but
it does. That means you're having fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, but we're thrilled to talk about the heart of Cajun and Creole country, as you mentioned, named the happiest city in America, named the tastiest town of the South by Southern Living Magazine, the best food city in the United States by USA Today, and Rand McNally, the birthplace of Cajun and Zydeco music, and a lot going on, and spring is a great time to be in our area for sure.
Okay, so let's start off with a Zydeco breakfast. Is that part of what's going on still? Do we still have Zydeco breakfast? This is something like it's actually on a bucket list for us, is to go to a Zydeco breakfast.
It is. It's one of my favorite events every Saturday morning at Buck and Johnny's in Bowbridge, about 10 minutes outside of Lafayette. You can have some of the best cuisine anywhere with live Zydeco music. It's really a great atmosphere. You know, a lot of times the party rolls from the prior evening into the morning, but it's a great event. It's such a great depiction of our area and really a great way to kick off your weekend when you're here with that Zydeco breakfast at Buck and Johnny's.
Okay. So when this breakfast happens, are like Cajun Bloody Marys a thing or what? Like I'm just thinking Tabasco sauce comes from your neck of the swamp, right?
Cajun Bloody Marys with some Tabasco. And then, of course, mimosa, some Cajun Benedict, and just really incredible food. Some of your normal breakfast flair, but with a little bit of Cajun twist.
A little heat goes a long way from the party the night before. We all need a little heat.
That's right. It's a great way to get the next day started.
I know. So, you know, I know you've just gone from Mardi Gras season, then everyone behaves, and then it's like, no, come on, let's party, right?
That's right. We have the second largest Mardi Gras in the state, a very family-friendly Mardi Gras here in Lafayette. And it was a great Mardi Gras season. Of course, New Orleans is known for their Mardi Gras, and we always say people have to go to New Orleans. But once you've done that one time, we really have a great atmosphere here. Our parade route is lined with barricades. It's a very affordable destination with no minimum night stays. And not only is it family-friendly and affordable, but you also get the chance to experience what we call the Cajun Mardi Gras, the career to Mardi Gras, just 30 minutes outside of Lafayette. And that's really something unique. We think of Mardi Gras traditionally as the parades and the floats rolling down the streets. But to see the Cajun Mardi Gras is quite an experience in the rural parts of our area, and really authentic, and a once in a lifetime experience. So for next year, I want to encourage all your listeners to look for us, come see us during Mardi Gras. But immediately we're rolling into the springtime. Is a really busy season for us. We have a lot of different events happening, and certainly want to encourage everybody to check out LafayetteTravel.com. But I'll go over just a few of them for you. The biggest event we're known for in the spring is Festival International de Louisiane.
Oh, yeah.
The world's largest free Francophone festival. And we have French-speaking bands from all over the world. That's going to be held at the end of April in downtown Lafayette. And it's really April 24th through 28th. But just such a great vibe in the air, great food, great music, like all of our festivals, with an international feel. And the great thing about Festival International, particularly for our international guests, is it's the opening weekend of Jazz Fest as well. So a lot of the international guests will come into Lafayette for Festival International and then hit New Orleans the following week
just stay in the state.
That's right. Know? Our festival is free though, so it's some of the best music you'll hear anywhere. And then we have a little bit of local music as well, but French bands from all across the world. And also during the month of March and into early April. It's now it's about beginning to be the peak season for the Azalea Trail, and we have some
Oh.
beautiful azaleas out throughout our area that have been planted over the years, and we actually have a trail where you can follow, whether that be on a bike or in a car, but beautiful azaleas. And then the Celtic Bayou Festival, St. Patrick's Day weekend. We have the Acadiana Po'boy Festival, which is a
Oh,
relic.
po' boys. Oh, tell everybody. Okay, so just for folks who are new to Louisiana, even the South, right? A po' boy is like a
It's a steak.
it's a good for you sandwich, but it's a little different. It's a little different than your typical sandwich, right?
Right. It's our version of a sandwich, but a lot of different, whether that be a fried shrimp po' boy, oyster po' boy, catfish po' boy. Of course, you have some traditional roast beef po' boys, but something we're really known for. And to honor that, a festival was started in downtown Lafayette, normally in April, but this year there's some construction going on downtown, so it's actually going to be in the city of Scott, which is the Boudin capital of the
Oh,
region. And I'll talk more about that in a
wait a
second.
minute. I thought Lake Charles was. Uh-oh.
Well, it's
Uh-oh. Is this a war?
Well, we haven't declared to the state legislature, so Scott is where the West began and the Boudin capital of the world. But the Canadian Po'boy Festival is going to be held Saturday, May 18th in Scott this year. Then next year, it'll go back to downtown Lafayette. But also in Scott, speaking of Boudin, is the Scott Boudin Festival. And this is a relatively new event as well. But it's such a great event in Scott in April as well, April 12th this year. And so great
Wow.
music. Great food, some of the best Boudin you can experience maybe.
Tell let's let I want to back up and explain what Boudin is, because it's like a whole different kind of sausage with rice. So it really, I think it, and you're going to get, different. You guys like to use everything of your meat source, right? From what I know, it's like everything's getting put in there, but you celebrate rice through this, right? Am I right? It's kind of, that's part of it, because Louisiana really does have a rice, you're a rice growing area.
Absolutely. Acadia Parish, right outside of Lafayette, is known as they have a rice festival and really known for their rice production. But Boudin is a very interesting, like you said, it's described as a sausage. It's actually made out of a pig casing, but with pork is the meat, and then onions, and just a really it's something that's really hard to describe. But we eat it for breakfast, we eat it for lunch, we eat it for dinner. And it's a staple of our food, and it really started as a way, in preserving the land and our culture. We have what's called a boucherie, where they will slaughter a pig and actually cook every single piece of that pig to, back in the day, it was to preserve, just as a not to waste. And so whether that be hog head cheese, or obviously pork, but the Boudin is made from that, and it's made all across in gas stations. We have just like Don Specialty Meats, but in Scott they're really known for their boudins, the boudin of the world. So they celebrate that with a festival every year. So a lot going on in the spring. Of course, we have a lot of live music and downtown live and downtown Lafayette. We also have every Thursday night Rhythms on the River in River Ranch in Lafayette. On Wednesdays in Karen Crow, the Mercredi show. So there's so many opportunities for live music in our area, and I can promise you'll hear some of the best Cajun and Zydeco music, and we'll teach you how to dance, and you'll work off all that food that you eat while you
Yeah,
dance.
because it seems to me like, okay, so we're going to get put some flower power in there, which we love for spring, but basically you're going to have a party, you're going to have food and music, and everything seems very family friendly too with this.
It is. It's something we're known for, a very family friendly and affordable destination. So, if you're on a budget, or if you're not on a budget, but it's always nice to go
Gosh, yeah.
somewhere. Our hotels don't charge for parking. A lot of our festivals, the majority of them, are free. Our attractions are very inexpensive. As you know, and we've talked about before, just down the road in 15 minutes, we have the largest swamp in North America, which is the Atchafalaya Basin. And particularly in the spring is a great time as the alligators are starting to come out. You'll definitely see some, but not only alligators, but some of the best birding anywhere in the world is in our area, in the Atchafalaya Basin and in Lake Martin. And people come from all over to see some of the great bird species that we have. But the Atchafalaya Basin, and then just 25 minutes outside of Lafayette, we have, of course, Tabasco, which we talked about. You got to put in your Bloody Mary at Buck and Johnny's, but
Your ice cream.
they have Tabasco ice cream. And I'm really excited. I guess, about 5 or 6 years ago, they've launched their new visitor experience. And so not only can you go out there and say you've been to Tabasco on Avery Island, but it's a self-guided tour where they show you how they plant the pepper, how they mash the pepper, how they harvest all the ingredients, and show the bottling process there at Tabasco. A little history, a little video about the history of the McElhenney family who started Tabasco on Avery Island. And then you end at a country store where, as you mentioned, you can sample Tabasco anything, whether that be Tabasco Coca-Cola, Tabasco ice cream, all the different Tabasco sauces. And now they make so many different types of sauces. So that's a once in a lifetime type of deal. The only place in the world where Tabasco
I
is
was going to
bottled.
say, this is the place. I mean, I remember growing up in South Africa having Tabasco.
Yes.
And, it's not just like any hot sauce, this is, the place. So this it's a that's a national treasure, really, because it puts America on the map for Tabasco. I mean,
Absolutely.
it's a, available around the world.
One of the most well-known brands in the entire world, and that's right here, right outside of Lafayette.
And it's
And
really good with tequila and a shot of tequila. I'm
really,
just saying
I
that
haven't tried that,
I
but
did when I was way younger, but
We're known as the hub city, and that's because really within 20 minutes you can get to all these different areas in the region known as Acadiana, and we're known as the gateway to Acadiana. And so that's the great thing about tourism and visitation is that visitors to our area don't really know or care about city or as our parish lines, as we call them, counties and other places. And so within 20 minutes of Lafayette serving as your base, you're able to experience some of the unbelievable treasures of our world, really, down here in South Louisiana.
Do you think also the fact that you have a college there, that it keeps the city alive too, which again, the family friendly part of it, but having the festivals, you've got, just a young centric, yet it's for all ages, definitely with what's going on. I know that you have all ages come. It's multi-generational, but I think having a college just, I don't know. I love college towns. It's just they're fun.
Yes, and we were named the number two college town in America by
Gee.
traveling leaders. We certainly have a lot of awards and rankings, and want to encourage people to come experience that and see why. But we're very proud of our university, the University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, which is the one and only mascot in the country named the Raging Cajuns, which certainly ties into our culture. But a beautiful campus right in the middle of Lafayette. We actually have a swamp. Probably the only swamp on any campus, if I had to guess, anywhere in America as well. So we have a swamp on campus, a very small swamp, and they'll catch some alligators in there every now and you'll catch some alligators in every now and then. But you're right, the university is such a big part of not only our lifestyle and keeping the city vibrant, but our culture and having those students here from all over the world. We have a really international base of students, and many of them fall in love with our area and stay. But we're very proud of the Raging Cajuns. Our softball team just knocked off the University of Oklahoma yesterday, which was on a 71-game win streak. So
Oh.
we snapped their 71-game win streak. And so,
Wow.
yes,
Yeah.
it's great being a college town, and great vibe comes along with that, as you said.
I love that you are a college town and just that feeling of it. And it does. It has an energy. They always just have better energies to me. It's just like this. Yeah, we want to keep learning. We have a good time outdoors. I know the outdoors is a big deal for you. But with everyone coming in, it just seems with the lodging wise, like you're saying, the hotels don't charge for parking. So we all know how expensive it is to go to college. It's
Right.
not the most economical thing on the planet,
Right.
but budget friendly. But I mean, obviously you've got to go. But when with lodging, when people come, do they have do you have vacation rentals where whole families can stay, that kind of thing? And bed and breakfast, or is it, your makeup mostly hotels?
We have it all. We have around 5,300 hotel rooms. We have some great
Wow.
bed and breakfast. Some of those very historical, old time plantation homes, and so it's a great way to experience our area. As I mentioned, very affordably, and our hotels are really spread out. So to where
Oh.
depending on where you're wanting to go, but all Lafayette's a very small parish geographically, so you're never more than 10 or 15 minutes away from anything. So
That's cool.
and in case your visitors or I mean your listeners are planning for later on in the year, if we can talk about some of the things going on in the fall, definitely want to mention we have the world's largest free Cajun and Zydeco festival, which is Festival of Cayenne and Creole, which is held the second week of October every year.
Ah.
That's another great time to be in our area, and they'll be celebrating year 50 of that wonderful festival, which is held right by the university in a little area called Girard Park. And so the park is just taken over for the weekend. Another free festival. People come in from all over the world to hear great Cajun and Zydeco music, and they also have great food and great artisans as well. Like everything that we do, it pretty much touches on the food, the music, and the culture. So if you're looking for something to do in the fall, that's a great time to be in our area as well.
A nice time to get out in the swamp too,
It
you
is.
know.
It is.
Yeah, and you have boat tours and that kind of thing for people that want to get out there and learn. It's nice to go with a guide so you know what
Yes.
you're looking at,
Great
you
guys are
know.
seasoned, obviously, both on the Atchafalaya Basin and at Lake Martin. You can do also do kayak and canoe rentals, but you can do an airboat tour, a swamp tour, depending on what you want to do. And we're also one of speaking of tours, number one on TripAdvisor, we're really excited about is the Cajun food tours, which is
Oh.
a really neat story. This is a lady named Marie Ducote, who was a school teacher, and she went somewhere, I think it was Louisville, and she went on a food tour, and she came back really inspired because she wanted to showcase our great food. So she retired from teaching, bought a bus and wrapped it, and launched a Cajun food tours about 12 years ago. It's number one on our TripAdvisor currently here in Lafayette Parish. But it's she stops at five or six different restaurants and picks you up at your hotel, but then talks about
Nice.
the history of the food. So you'll go sample some boudin, depending on what time of the year you come in, gumbo or crawfish, some bread pudding. So she really has a great mixture of food and talks about the history of our food. And that's a great way to experience our cuisine by doing the Cajun food tours. And right now we're in the middle of crawfish season. And we had a it was a rough they had a drought here last year, so it started off a little slow, but prices are starting to come down,
Right.
and with so many opportunities for some great crawfish, which is unique, again, a very unique cuisine to our area. And
I remember you guys got, we were actually in Louisiana over Thanksgiving time and into and it was just it was different, you know. The lakes were a little lower and everything. We're like, what do you mean? You know, but if you don't know the area, you might not quite realize it. But I'm glad to hear that it's all kind of getting back to normal, you know.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And aren't you, isn't is it the Atchafalaya Basin? Isn't that part of a national heritage area? Or I might get myself twirled around here.
The Atchafalaya Heritage, they do a lot of different work, not only preserving the basin, but promoting the basin. And it's such a great asset. So if you've ever driven on I-10 from New Orleans through Baton Rouge to Lafayette, you're going to cross over the Atchafalaya Basin. It's one of the largest bridges in the country, and just a beautiful scenery. But when you can actually get into the basin and not have to just drive over it, it's
Yeah.
a peaceful experience. And like I said earlier, a lot of great assets, birding, the wildlife, and just a great opportunity to experience nature. We've always had a great outdoor scene, I think. But what COVID taught everybody is during that time frame, people were really looking for things to do outdoors. So we really started pushing and promoting our outdoors during that time. And the basin is great. We also have just in Lafayette the Vermilion River. And coming up in a few weeks, we're going to have the Vermilion Voyage, which is a 3-night paddle down the Vermilion River,
Oh, wow.
ending up in Vermilion Bay. And that's Jesse Guidry in our office kind of launched that project. So we it's just getting started and taking off, but that's a really neat opportunity to be outdoors as
Oh,
well.
man.
In addition to the kayaking and the canoeing I mentioned earlier, the birding, there's so much to do. We have a 100-acre park in the middle of the city called Moncus Park, which is relatively new as well. That was a great project to preserve. like Central Park in New York City, right there in the middle of Lafayette.
That's important, though.
And so just so much going on in the outdoor scene. Our local government is investing money in bike paths. So we hope to continue to grow our outdoor to really match our food and our music and our
Just
culture.
quality of life, to have those urban parks are crucial. They really are. It keeps everything healthy and happy.
Been such a
Places to walk, get that po' boy off the hips,
It's been a great asset for us. And of course, like everything else, they do have concerts, and you can't go a day without hearing live music. That's something
Oh, I love that.
we're very proud of. We launched a Lafayette Live Music Weekly calendar. So where we actually on our website, you can see who's playing and where they're playing. And I was given an interview a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to count and see how many live music opportunities we had. And we had over 132 live music opportunities in a 2 week period. So
Wow.
that's pretty impressive, and
Yeah.
something we're very, very proud of.
That's exciting because it sometimes gets chopped out of a city's makeup, and that's not, I don't think that's the, it's so important to keep the arts going, but it's also part of the cultural heritage. It's the cultural landscape, and that's what makes Lafayette, right? Is preserving that culture. And in fact, I think that we should have Lafayette, and actually we need Louisiana language lessons because I can't pronounce anything. That's what helps going on these tours, though. They really teach you. You know what I mean? You, by the time you leave a tour, you'll understand how to say Boudin and not Boudin,
Well, we have a very strong French influence here, and around 25% of the people still speak French, and there's been really a rebirth, and we have French immersion in our schools now. And
Oh.
if you drive downtown in other parts of the city, you'll see signs in French. And so a lot of that language and is all part of our history and our culture. We have opportunities for what we call le table française, French tables, where you can go sit down for lunch or breakfast with locals. You don't have to say anything, you can just listen. But if you want to say something, they'll welcome you into their conversation. So that language and the French language in particular is a big part of our
Do you get
culture.
a lot of people from France to coming up, obviously for your big festival, but beyond that, I mean, if the French is a part of your makeup, like even students in the university.
Yes, for sure. Canada is a big market for us. France is
Oh,
number
yeah.
two. And then yes, the university does draw a very diverse. We just had an intern who was from France working in our
Oh,
office.
cool.
We also have an international center, which we're one of the few cities around that actually have a focus. They're part of their local government focused on that, on the international, not just the culture and tourism, but also economic development and export and import,
Oh, wow.
because of that connection that we have with so many. We have great sister cities all across the world, and a lot is done diplomatically and culturally with them here. And Festival International, as I mentioned, is a great time. We host a lot of our dignitaries, counterparts from our sister cities from throughout the world here for the festival coming up in April.
See, I think that is so crucial, and I think more places should be doing that because it's you think about, and I think Louisiana does a really good job of that. It's like I look at Dr. John, right? Think about, he was like a cultural ambassador of Louisiana and New Orleans, going out to Europe, showing what the cultural is, the music and all of that, right? Kind of in
Absolutely.
that same vein.
Our musicians are such great ambassadors for our area, and we actually have a little ambassador program that we work with our musicians as they go and play all across the country and the world to promote us. One of our homegrown musicians, Dwayne Dupsy, just flew out last week to record with Beyonce on
Wow.
her new album. So this kind of thing happens all the time, and a lot of our musicians are really celebrities in other parts of the country and the world. People like Zachary Richard, who in Canada is an icon, lives right here in Lafayette area, and Beau Soleil, Michael Doucet, who is embarking on, I believe, his farewell tour right now all over the country. These guys are celebrities, and that's what's great. As I mentioned, you can hear that music, and so we love them to go out and spread the word as ambassadors. But we also, when they don't want to travel and they want to stay home, we love that there's opportunities for them to play here locally as well. Important part of our economy that we're continuing to try to grow, so that they, if they don't want to travel to make a living, they have opportunities to do that here. And whether that be in a dance hall or, you know, Arcadiana Center for the Arts, or our restaurants are really doing a great job right now incorporating the music into the restaurant scene. And so it's a great two for one where
Is
you.
the state still helping with that? Because I know they were doing a lot. I know Lieutenant Governor Bill Nungesser was talking about the last time he was on a show how, you know, the state helps support the festivals if they hire local musicians, and there's like a program for using local seafood in restaurants and things. Is that still all happening?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
We just hosted the USA Boxing National Championships and the Olympic Trials, which is the boxers that were here will represent the United States in Paris for the Olympics. So it was a really big deal. We were
Wow.
able to serve them with the Lieutenant Governor's assistance, serve them some great seafood for their opening reception and the music and all of that. So yeah, he does a great job really offering opportunities for us and at the same time providing you know, income for these musicians who are such great ambassadors for us all the time, all throughout the world.
We need more of this across the country. I'm just saying. I'm just saying the more we can do to support the musicians and local food, the local cuisine, and I think it's really special. And it was good to see Louisiana in the Macy Gray's Macy Day Parade. Macy Gray, I've got music on my head. But and then also at the Rose Bowl Parade. I mean, the Rose Parade this year. I mean, it's great to see Louisiana. If anyone's going to have a float, it should be Louisiana, right?
Yeah, you would think so. And that's a great project the Lieutenant Governor is very proud of, and we're proud to support that. We had Sid Williams, owner of El Cito's Zydeco Club here representing Lafayette in that parade, and he was a great ambassador for our area. This year is going to be the year of music for the state. And so a lot
Oh.
of promotional opportunities. So for the Rose Bowl parade, that was a great kickoff to the year of music for, you know, for the state. And of course, we just had the Grammys. You know, we have in our area of Acadiana, we have so many Grammy nominees and Grammy Award winners, people like Chubby Carrier and Dwayne Dukes, who I was mentioned was nominated this past year, the Lost Bayou Ramblers, who took home another Grammy this year. So these are the type of people when you're in town, you get a chance to hear they're winning these, you know, big time awards at places like the Grammys. And so, yeah, we certainly
You're
want
like it's our town.
to.
It's our town. Well,
Yeah.
are you doing also those historical markers? I know like they just did one for Buddy Guy, and I think that's on the other part of Louisiana, northwest kind of northern Louisiana.
Yes, the state has launched a couple of different trails that that we'll be a part of. We are a part of the African American Civil Rights Trail here at the University of Louisiana on campus. And then during the Year of Music, they're going to be rolling out a music trail. Of course, we're going to be
Wow.
a key component of that. And then we're also working on a Louisiana Music Museum, which would be
What?
a tremendous asset for us here in downtown Lafayette to really highlight not only the music that we're known for and have influenced, but really the music of our entire state. So that's a project of the Acadiana Center for the Arts that we're helping to support. And so hopefully by the next time that we're on, we'll have great movement on that project. But I really think it'll be a destination museum.
That's cool.
People will actually come in just to see and learn about and hear and interactively see the music that we're known for.
Oh man, Ben, this is good stuff. This is
Yeah.
really good stuff. So everyone, if you want to go see these 100+ opportunities of music, food and fun, go to LafayetteTravel.com. That's the website. They're on all social media. They're fun to follow as well. And there's good food, there's good music, there's nature, there's history, there's university, and there's opportunities to get active so that we can, you know,
Yeah.
go back and have a second helping.
Absolutely. And look, we're looking forward to hosting the International Food and Wine Travel Writers Association in, I believe, 2025. So we're really
Oh, wow, cool.
excited.
Uh-oh, that's going to be off the hook.
Yeah.
Like I can see social media is going to go bing, 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 bing. What just happened? You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. They're going to
Yeah.
love that. So everyone, IFTWA, as we say it, is IFWTWA.org. Keep up with them. Yeah, because they're doing upstate New York this year, 2024. Yeah, it's time they go south. I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
I love upstate New York too. I'm not knocking that at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they got to do the whole, you know, they're doing pretty good. They've
Yeah.
done what they've done the West. Florida. Yeah, it's time, Ben. That's
It's
good.
time.
That's
We're
good.
ready. We're excited to be hosting that, and it's going to be great.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us again. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. Great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Take
Okay,
care.
thank you.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Food, Wine, and Travel Show, featuring members of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. We encourage you to visit their website. We say IFTWA, which is IFWTWA.org. You can also follow us at BigBlendRadio.com. Happy travels, everyone!